Well, church, I want to thank, first of all, our Lord, our God, Jesus Christ, that I stand before you. It's by the grace of God that I'm even in your presence, and I want to thank Dr. Charles Ennis for allowing me to come and church, to be able to stand in your presence. It's a blessing. And I get emotional because if you knew where I came from, you would understand. I just want to thank the Lord that in 1985 that he passed my way and saved my soul. Amen. In church, I want to encourage you to please pick up a prayer card. It's by the grace of God that I even can stand before you and that I have a wife and I have these children. And if someone's going through a divorce or a marriage crisis, I'm just a witness that God can break up, pick up the broken pieces, just like that vase there. That's what I am, is a vase put back together by the grace of God and put me back together and let me stand before you. I'm just a servant of the Lord, and there's nothing in me that I can say. I'm just a servant that God saved and called to the mission field. And as y'all learn, our name is the Chavez, and there's a family of us. We're 10 of us, and it's something because they say, I see 9 children here, and I said, well, the wife is one of the children. She just looks so young. They can't see, and I say, well, I just thank the Lord for my family, and I miss them very much because we usually travel together, and they sing, and I just thank the Lord. My church is Grace Tabernacle Baptist Church in Robbinsville, North Carolina. And my mission board is Prayer Baptist Missions International in Bowling Spring, South Carolina. And church, the verse that comes to mind, and I'm going to preach about faith and prayer and to give us a challenge to get off our comfort zone and spread the gospel. But one of the verses that comes to mind is Romans chapter 10, verse 1. It says, my heart's desire and prayer to God for our Israel is that they might be saved. The apostle was saying that he had a heart to see his people saved, and our desire is to see our people saved. You know, there's been over 50,000 murders since of the previous president of 2006 up to now. And we covet your prayers. We're moving from where we used to serve. We serve in the mission field 16 and a half years, and we're moving 15 hours further south. And God called me now to Mexico. It's still Mexico. It's a town called Coacalco, and there's 270,000 people there. And they don't have the truth like we do, church. And I just pray that when we go there, God has called us to plant churches and to preach the gospel and to prepare the converts. You know, our history is that our family has ministered to the Spanish-speaking people for 26 years. And in those 26 years, we help assisting two missionaries to start some churches. Because when we went out, we didn't do any deputations like missionaries usually do. We just went out by faith, as it is written in God's word in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. And so we needed to come back to the States and raise our support. And it's exciting because we have 90% of our support. And we're looking forward to be in the mission field by June, to see souls saved for the kingdom of God. And we just ask you to please pray because, you know, there's still millions that are untold that have not heard the gospel and that the Lord would get us there. And we're going to be flying. And we're not going to be driving because it's so dangerous in Mexico. And I just pray that y'all pray, please, that God would bring everything together. We're going to just go with our suitcases. And just like the way he took us the first time, that's the way me and my wife went. Without any financial support, with our suitcases, but now we're going with 6 children. And we're going to trust him that he will provide. Amen. what we need. We're going to trust him where he's going to show me where the house is going to be at and where we're going to plant a church. And it's going to only be by the grace of God, church. And church, like I said, it's by the grace of God that I stand before you, that I'm going to share with you how God called me into the fishing, into the mission field, because it's by faith. And we covet your prayers because the enemy is attacking. And God wants to see these people saved because they're receptive right now. We're going to, you can say like we're going to a war. But without your prayers, we cannot continue. Without you praying with us, that's what we need. And I want to show you this six-minute DVD presentation, how God called us. And then I'm going to bring God's word and share with you how God called us. Can I stand from here, Pastor? Or is this what the missionaries usually do? Stand from here? Or? Okay. Well, you can play it now. Wherever. And I'm going to share with you as the Lord. When I don't know if y'all, we didn't go over, was it? But well, the Chavez family, missionaries to Mexico. God called us in 1987. Orphanage there, the Bible Institute, the side of the mountain without electricity. And these were the Bible students. Some of them graduated as pastors, some of them were married to pastors and Sunday school teachers. And that was our firstborn Nathaniel, a gift of God. This Allende Nuevo León. And I'm evangelizing here. You see how the height of this lady, and she accepted the Lord there in Monterey. And you see the churches, they don't have no windows put in yet. We had only lanterns there, and it gets real cold. This was the Bible Institute that we serve here was 19 other students. And it's a blessing that there's five students that are pastors. This is Sergio and Sonia, the little boy, and one of the churches that we help. This is Pastor Reyes and his family in Zacatecas. We went to go help him with the Bible Institute, Vacation Bible School, and this is one of the Vacation Bible Schools here. And this is a young lady from the Bible Institute, Miss Patti. We went there to help him with the crafts and preach the gospel, and we're having our Vacation Bible School underneath the trees there. And these are the children at another Vacation Bible School. And we also show a film evangelizing the Jesus film. It was from the King James Version. And these are three pastors here, another visitor from the States that brought the film, Brother Charlie. And here we are at the Allende Church. And I was being here ordained in 1984. And that's a pastor Pablo to my left from Mexico. And Berta was right here translating for one of the Vacation Bible Schools that we had a team from the United States to come. And we were planning a church here. And part of our ministry is also distributing Bibles as the Lord provides. And we will also be doing Bible clubs for the children to come and learn their verses, and after they learn their verses, we'll invite the parents to come and hear them recite their verses and share the gospel with them. We're giving them plaques here. And this is one of the Bible Institute students that graduated, was helping us there in our house there doing Vacation Bible School. And there's another church that we helped plant, was Francisco. And this is a small room. There was, we had at least 300 students come, and we also minister to families, and we saw marriages come together, and this is the family Aleman. That little girl to the left has grown up, and she's doing the mission work right now in Honduras. And here's a family here that we ministered to, and we went up to the mountains. And here's two students to the left, Delma, and we're baptizing here in the river. And here's the parents to come to at one of the other Bible classes that we have for the children. And this is where God called me, to Mexico City. There's 22 million, and they are doing a marathon, bicycle marathon. There's Mary right there in the back of that truck. And everywhere you go, it's just millions of people that have not heard the truth. And this is the town that the Lord has called me to, Huacalco. Please pray for Mexico. And I was out there, these children were playing soccer, and I went out there and I gave these tracts, very receptive. And we went out to the plaza and passing out tracts, and people received the gospel. And if you can just pause it here, brother, if it's okay. I was doing a Spanish work out of my home church, and this family in Puebla, I went last year and I did a survey trip, and it's something how God worked it out, because on the Spanish work out of my home church in Robbinsville, Eusebio accepted the Lord, and he said, Michael, can you take these items? He had a lot of confidence with me. He wanted me to take his personal documents, passports, and some clothes to his family. And I said, but I don't know where your family is in Puebla. And Puebla is just like saying North Carolina, but the missionary that I visit, 2 hours away from Mexico, he told me it was only 30 minutes, and it was something how the Holy Spirit worked, because I went, and I thought I was going to just deliver the package like a UPS or FedEx, but they were so receptive, and it was Easter Sunday, and I was able to invite them, and they said yes. You know how people say yes, but these are Catholics, and they came on Easter Sunday, and I was able to preach the gospel, and they heard the gospel. And it was, the seed was planted there, all the way from here, from North Carolina, 2,000 miles away, 3,000 miles away maybe. And they got to hear the gospel, and they came. And I was able to buy a Bible for one for their daughter. And they're in they're Catholic. The religion is 90%. You can play it, brother. Thank you. And there I was preaching in Puebla, about 2 hours from 32 million souls. And see, they're living in darkness, and all that is gold-plated. And this is where I was praying, and I said, please pray that I'll be. That we'll see millions of people, that we see many so saved. Because the Lord's coming back soon, church. And this is the work that we have started at our home church. And you can see my children are smaller there. And please pray for my family. For the work for the night is coming when no man can work.